Hey, welcome to the Power Fridge Pocket episode 121. We are here. Sailor Gaines here. I'm here to give me and my co-host, Benny J. Blanco, are here to give you your daily dose of friendship. How are you today, Benny?
Doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. We both good. You chilling. Drink your water. Tell your mom and dad you love them. And also, yeah, hit the like button. Comment, subscribe. Shout out to Alex. I love you. You're great. I'm coming for the title, Alex. Okay? I'm coming for it. Hulk Hogan, we come for you. I'm just joking. Anywho, first off, we got a lot to talk about today. We got a lot. A lot has happened since we've been on, like, fully on, like, talking about things. But let's first talk about, like, Loki's season finale. All right.
Season series?
Do you think it's over for Loki?
I mean, like, maybe the show-wise, but I don't think the character-wise.
Did you like the ending?
I loved it. It was really, really cool. Kind of explained a lot of the slips and stuff like that, that were randomly throughout the show, and everything just came together. And I was like, yeah, this is really cool. But then again, like, this is the biggest problem with Marvel. You have a good project, and then you have a bad project, and then you have a good one, and then you have a bad one.
Okay.
It's no consistencies. Like, why was all the focus and attention and love and care on this show? Which, I mean, I'm not going to complain, but, like, then other shows just suffer greatly. But then again, I'm like, some things should have been movies. Some things should have been shows. Secret Invasion should have been a movie.
I agree. Secret Invasion should have been a movie. I like Loki, but I still don't like the character. But I think it's a great show.
I think you're just straight up. It's a good show. I think you're just straight up being biased 100% about the
character. I love the show. The show's great. Can't deny the show's great. When it's great. I guess if I'm on a jet ski.
Like, literally, it was, like, so much parallels between from his first appearance in the first Thor movie to now, and then also, like, him and Stark having kind of, like, selfless acts at the very end of their their character development.
That's it. Oh! I want to see Thor be proud, man. Thor would be proud.
Oh, yeah, Thor's, 100%.
I want
to see. And also, it's good that Taiwa is not going to do the next Thor movie, so that's awesome.
Yeah. I heard Thor 5 is in the works. That's right on the street. Thor 5.
Just but then again, to... like he's still going to be a bumbling, stupid idiot.
Yeah, I don't want that. We'll
like,
fix
how,
that.
How the hell does Thor digress and then Loki is, like, progressing as a character? Yeah, like, grown up, like, in a sense.
Miles and Spider-Man, like that. Like, the same thing. It's like, why are you... I don't know. It's weird to make Peter go through all these trials and tribulations and Miles just... Miles. I mean, Spider-Man characters gets an upgrade besides him. This is what it is, though, but... Loki is really good. I like this. I don't like Sylvie, but it's fine. But I bang with the show, though. I'm appreciative of the show. Like, I love, but you make something good.
Like, Jonathan Majors' character, like, especially at the final scene where he was just like, all right, man, let's stop playing around. I know we did this a lot of times. So, like, I was just like, who gave you those powers? All me. It was all me. And I'm like, such a cool character development.
Do you think they should move on from Kang?
Well, I mean, then you're gonna have to completely cancel the next Avengers movie, which I doubt.
Yeah, Secret War is gonna
the whole Secret Wars thing. I'm like, bro, like
did you read the Variety article? Did you see it
about what?
About the MCU fashion and crayon.
I read the article.
MCU is in shambles.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, bro. With the inconsistencies with a lot of their projects, I kind of see it. A lot of it's just not being, like, love and care and promoted well, and a lot of the stuff, like, especially, like, what happened with the Marvels, like whether it doesn't matter, like, money talks. Money is the big component.
Yeah,
but also, like. Like, it's extra credit scene, which I'm not bothered watching the movie. I saw it. I'm like, that whole extra credit scene seems so shoehorned in.
Oh, you saw the Marvels?
No, I didn't watch. I literally just said that. I don't.
Wait, I thought you watched it. Said, wait. Oh
no, I saw it on X. I saw the extra credit scene. It looked horrible, like CGI
wise.
It's
two of them that I liked. I don't care for the X, like how they're doing the X Men right now, but it's fine.
Well, here. It's kind of weird though, because I'm like, hold on,
wait, shit, spoiler for the Marvels. If you don't want me spoil for the Marvels, fuck, I forgot. Oh well, we'll talk about it.
Doesn't matter, bro.
Yeah,
but like, yeah, like using that, like that's gonna be your first indication, because I would have thought like Multiverse of Madness would have been the best way to like introduce mutants, which was a big old fuck you to basically all of them.
they skipped the Kamala Khan, and it was like, oh, it's mutation, and then they were like,
yeah, then it's like, oh, they all exist in a different universe. It's just like, which one is accurate? Because I, you know, personally, it would be good to have everything in house in your universe, like have them hiding or some shit.
That's what I think Secret Wars gonna do.
Nope.
Yeah, Secret Wars gonna put them all together.
Nope.
Yeah,
but
I think
that's so stupid though. Like, why would you use your big, your like, okay? Because DC always has Crisis. Crisis is always the big shit. And then, like, Secret Anything is always the big shit when it comes to Marvel.
Yeah.
But you're going to literally use Secret Wars as the catalyst to introduce the mutants and all that. And I'm like, no!
You're going to have any of the new ones that they, like, cast. You're going to have the old ones in Secret Wars, and their world's going to die. Because they're going to be on teams of Dead and Dead, and that's it. That's what
Deadpool, so bad.
Or Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe. Deadpool kills the Fox Universe.
Well, Fox Universe, yeah. But then it's like, but then you're going to have Fox characters in Secret Wars, though?
Yeah, weird. Well, you're going to have every Marvel character in Secret Wars, like from Blade to everything. I think they're going to go ham with Ghost Rider, Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, all of them. Because I don't think, because Loki Prime, supposed to be Prime's. So I don't think Tom Holland's Prime Spider-Man. I don't think that is. But that could not be true, but it is what it is. I don't know. It could be a lot going on, but the Deadpool leaks have been weird. I didn't look at any. I saw a couple too. But that's it. I was just like, maybe not true. But Secret Wars, the Marvels. Let's talk about the Marvels. The Marvels was short, sweet. Darben was Darben, and he was all right. But I enjoyed it. It's very funny. Like, I'm surprised how they did a complete 180 on Carol's character. Carol's character, I like that she got to have fun. Monica too. Miss Marvel Iman Vellani needs to be in every Marvel movie. She is Kamala Khan to the T. And it's a shame she doesn't, like, I love what they're going to do with this character, but Kamala Khan, she's Kamala Khan. Keep Kamala Khan, leave her alone. Let her have her own show.
So she should be in Punisher as well, too?
Oh, that'd be crazy if she was the Punisher. He's like, I kill people. What do you mean? I could see her being that. But Punisher, God. The Marvels was fun, man. I was surprised because I thought it was gonna be like Captain Marvel 2 a little bit, but it was short and sweet. You got to the point. It was just fun seeing three characters interact with each other the whole time. They need a show together. The Marvels, it's dope. And I want Brie Larson and more things, Captain Marvel, because we finally got to see Carol be Carol, not like a dick all the time, like Civil War Carol. But I enjoyed it. Mom Vidali was great. There's a, well, we're talking spoilers. I love Kamala Fury. Kamala Fury is my favorite thing in the world. So we go see Kate Bishop, and we got to get other girls. Ant-Man, we got other people. We got the Young Avengers team is coming. They're coming. And I thought Iman Vellani is really great as Miss Marvel. Please do more things. And I love Kamala Khan. And Captain Marvel's great. Did her thing. I loved it. Monica Rambeau was sick. Fire. Dope. It was a fun movie. I was kind of shocked to see how fun and like it was and how I enjoyed it. The dialogue with each character. Stuff like that. But yeah. But they need, I should have fleshed out, I think they could have fleshed out more time with all three of them together would have been fine. But it was great to see how they've got to, it was like boom, 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 boom. But the pacing was the only like issue I had, really. That's all I had with it. And Darben was kind of meh. It's kind of, they did some savage things. And those girls kicking ass. Like, beating each other the fuck up. Like, big, meaty women slapping meat. I was surprised how hard they were hitting each other. Like, oh, they're fighting. they're going ham. they're trying to kill each other. And the power switching was not annoying like I thought it was going to be. It was annoying in the beginning. They were like, fuck, why are you doing this? Like, damn it. And it was funny how to, like, they had to use their power without switching. And like, oh, and they learned how to use it or train to use it by switching. That was my favorite scene in the Marvels. Go watch the Marvels. Tell your mom, tell your dad. There's a lot of movies out. Thanksgiving's out. Go see that too. I want to see that. What else I want to see? There's a ton of movies I want to see. But I kind of want to be, I don't know. But the Marvels is good. It does something for it. I think they're going to do the animated series X-Men because of how the Beast costume looked. So, yeah. And they had a Binary, too, that was in there. Knew who Binary is. Binary's dope. But check out the Marvels when you can.
Or check it out on Disney Plus.
I wouldn't check it on Disney Plus. It's worth the theater experience. If you, it's worth the theater experience. I would go see that.
I don't know if the numbers speak for it, bro.
I don't give a fuck about numbers anymore. I hate this.
Yeah. All right, that's bullcrap because you were pushing Blue Beetle for $1 billion.
Well, I needed Blue Beetle to get $1 billion, man. It needs it. I don't think the Marvels need it. The Marvels don't need it, man. The Marvels don't need it. But Blue Beetle needed that, man.
I don't know. Like, maybe I think the Marvels do need it just to prove
a lot of female-led things are getting, like, butchered. But, like, that's, like,
not really. The last Captain Marvel movie made $1 billion.
Yeah, but like it was in between Endgame. Like, that's the caveat. That's the only thing. I'll give it. Like, Carol, I admit Brie Larson carried. Like, Brie Larson, but it's still like after Infinity War, bro, we were clamoring for the next thing. Like, it would no matter what it was, and I still think it's a great. Like, people like a lot of people that don't like that movie, but like, bro, I love Captain Marvel, but like, I was like, damn, it made $1 billion from $1 billion to like this. That's crazy. That's crazy to me. Wow.
But also, you got to see, like, during that era, Marvel was doing decent good movies.
Yeah,
now, that's why I said, like, it's just like shit, like, it's all so wonky.
Like, all over the place. Like, I don't say the numbers don't matter, but God, I just. Because some lot of
look,
movies that.
Look, money, the numbers matter, ratings don't matter. That's all I can say. Like, when it comes to, like, studios greenlitting more things, it's all about money.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like annoyed because Five Nights at Freddy made a fuck ton of money. What?
Well, because it's just all those fucking YouTuber kids, man.
Well, horror movies you make for cheap. You make horror movies for cheap.
But like, look at Five Nights at Freddy. Like, a lot of its reviews were trash, but
yeah.
The numbers.
I know. It's very impressive. That's why I kind of like it. All depends on the. I just don't want because you're gonna miss out on a lot of movies because of that. Because I like a lot of movies that came out this year should have made more money, and I'm like, what the fuck? And that's cool. And I just watched some of them on streaming. I'm like, wow, this would have slapped in the theater. This would have slapped in the theater. Goddamn. I don't know, but and Five Nights at Freddy's was on the cock. So what does that say? That's crazy. It made impressive. It's number 5 of all time in horror movies.
Really?
Grossing is number 5. I think number 5. Number 4 or 5.
What's number 1?
I think Scream 6 is number 1. I think Scream.
Ooh, Scream, shit. Oof.
That's a good Joker's, one. Joker might be. Oh, no.
Joker's not a horror.
It's I'm talking about horror. Yeah, that made money too. Whew. Sheesh. Yeah, I think Five Nights at Freddy's was done for like 20 million. And it grossed like 50, like 500, like so close to 320 or something like that. Man,
that's a lot.
Check
bro.
The numbers in the comments. Yeah, that's impressive. I saw the movie. Not bad. It was creepy. Now I go check these, but it's fine. But these are the Marvels. I guess we can talk about what else came out.
Movie wise, Madame Web trailer.
Oh, we definitely talk about that. That's just crazy.
Yeah, that shit looks trash, bro.
I don't give a fuck about that. I don't know about that one. Even
Sydney Sweeney's acting looks horrible, bro.
I will be there. I'm there day one. I'm there day one. Sydney Sweeney is my baby.
Yeah.
Black suit baby. Julia Carpenter baby. The other two Spider people I do like. It's so weird that they're making
bro,
this character
so bad, bro.
Right, we're talking about. I was talking about this. All right, Ezekiel Sims. All right,
that costume looks shitty, bro.
That's the point. It's the point. It looks bad. Ezekiel Sims.
Oh, that's the point.
Yeah, I think that's the point. Marvel. I think Sony's cooking. I trust Sony's cooking. Okay, Okay, Ezekiel Sims. Rundown. He had spider powers for Peter because he got through the totems. So I think he's going to try to prevent the spider people from being created because of the inheritors that are coming. I think they're going to do the inheritors. I think they're going to do it. And
man,
I think
like not... Sony doing inheritors, like I just don't trust them doing that shit,
they
bro.
Literally have the, they Sony has the best, has made the best Spider-Man movies.
Yeah,
Sony has made the best Spider-Man movies. I'm just saying. I'm not saying like they're critically. Sony has made the best Spider-Man movies. Technically,
I mean technically technically Marvel hasn't made a Spider-Man movie. Remember, they finance it. It's always made by Sony, technically. Like, Columbia Pictures always made,
so,
no matter
Sony
what.
Sony has made the best Spider-Man movies, technically. So, they're going to do Inheritors, which that means, that will explain why Ezekiel could have prevented Spider-Man from being born in the Venomverse, or whatever verse, or whatever he's from, or stuff like that. I'm just spitballing here.
I think the Inheritors, personally, are just kind of lame-ass villains anyway, bro.
Because when Spider-Verse happened, I was like, they're going to do Inheritors? Like, people eating people? But people
eating Spider-People? Well, that's what I thought that was going to be the thing in Spider-Verse. I mean, it still could, technically.
Yeah.
But I kind of doubt it. I think they're still sticking with the whole, like, canon shit.
Yeah. I kind of was like, what the... But Madame Web has intrigued me because I saw May Parker. May Parker is Emma Roberts. And Ben Parker is the guy from, I forgot, he's Ben Parker, is the paramedic guy. So, I guess Peter has to be born at some point. Or is Peter, is Peter's last name Ben Parker?
It depends.
Right?
No, it's Peter Benjamin Parker.
I think he might be Peter Parker. Or he might be Peter Parker, maybe. I don't know, they could do a switch in the Drew. But
I don't know, but like, wait, like, but, like, is this a period piece? Because technically, Peter should always be, like, in his 20s.
That's what I said. So, I don't know if it's that.
I don't think the movie is a period piece. I think it's modern day.
I think she's going back in time trying to save Peter or get peace off people. Prevent Peter from being born. That's how to say. Or that type of way thing. It could be that. But Ezekiel Sims is like, yo, need to stop.
Dude, the movie looks like a cheesy slasher film.
That's what
that's how it looks like. Like, oh, I see everyone die.
That's what Sony. I love it. Okay. I'm down. But only problem I have is like, what are we cooking, Sony? I don't like. What are we cooking here? Like, what's going on?
Nothing, bro. Nothing good.
I don't know, bro. I think Sony's cooking. I'll give them that. Until when it was all said and done, if they didn't cook, I take everything back I said. But until then, I think they're cooking. I like Sydney Sweeney. Julia Carpenter, that's one of the...
Yeah, but only for one reason, though.
They put her in a costume, and they get her spider magic. And you know about spider magic. You know about that spider magic, baby. It was there before chaos magic.
Dude, I hate spider-related movies without Spider-Man. That just doesn't feel right, bro.
The characters are bigger. He made the characters bigger than what they are. But he's going to be there. I think Spider-Man's going to be in the movie. Like, he has
to be. Which one, though? Which one?
Venom 3, probably. Venom 3 for sure. I think Venom 3 for sure. They have not said anything about that movie at all. And they resumed it. And I mean, it started filming back this week. And Tom Hardy has been like hush hush about it. But the rumors are rumoring, but I don't care. I think they're cooking. Madam Web looks fine. I'm going to give it. What do you give the trailer?
Probably like a 2, bro. That shit looks garbage, bro.
I don't give a fuck about that. We're different. I'll take a solid 8. I'm down.
Finally, some bro, I watched that trailer and I was just like, this is fucking corny as hell, bro.
I dug it. I'm sorry, man. I dug it. I get the hate, but I dug it, man. I like when people step in the ring. And besides, I love that Sony has Spider-Man and Marvel does.
because that trailer was garbage, but I could tell you a trailer that wasn't, which was Echo.
Yeah, I thought Echo wasn't bad, but also
no, Echo looks actually really fucking good.
They also lame for not saying Echo. They changed Echo powers, which is stupid.
Yeah,
I hate that. I do not like that. Oh, he said the powers were lame. What?
Mm-hmm,
what? Imagine that character in the MCU just copying powers properly.
Yeah, well, they tried to do a character like that, but then that character sucked.
God, I mean, that's what I said. Like, what the fuck? I know they're gonna be like X-Men powers are lame. It's just death. Like, that's what I'm like. That's what I'm like. Why would you?
First off, it's like that's what the executive producer should be like. All right, man. Like, you can have your opinion, but we're going to stick to the script, like, bro. Like,
Echo fighting Daredevil would be sick.
Well, I mean, they are going to fight.
I know, but like, come on. And her Jessica Jones taken out of it. What the fuck? But I do like they're dropping all the episodes. I love that.
Well, that's like the first time, right?
I think certain shows like Marvel shows you should drop the first five or four or six episodes because like,
I feel like if you are doing a show where like every time it ends, it's like such a massive cliffhanger that like you need to start the next one. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Invincible? That is gonna kill me episode 4. Episode four is gonna kill me, bro.
That's gonna suck because we're gonna have to wait to what? March?
Bruh, that's gonna kill me because I love Invincible. I love this show.
I mean, especially the show. Bro, like
I want to go back and read the comic.
Every episode's been like 49 minutes, but it's been feeling like it's been like an hour or something just because like the pacing has been really good. Yeah, but then I'm like, I'm pissed though because we're about to be at episode 4, which is like part one finale.
Yeah,
that's so trash, bro.
Yeah,
kind of want more, bro, because it's so cool.
Yeah, but back to Madam Web. All right, I think about Madam Web. I like everything until like I just want to know what they're cooking. Ezekiel Sims, all this stuff. Like, what is it for? Spider Girl, Spider Woman. What are we doing all these Spider Girl? I love it. Go read about. You could go read about them. They're interesting characters. But Spider Magic is interesting because it's there before. I think it's before Chaos Magic, or it might have been after. But it's the first magic, I think. So Doctor Strange kind of copied their joint. That's why I was like. But I like it. I want to see if she's like full costume. Sydney Sweeney should have been Black Cat too, but it's okay. It's fine. It's fine.
Should have been.
But I just think she's great. But I'm happy. I want to see because Madam Web is an interesting character, man. I don't know what they're doing, but I'm down. Craven's out. All that. I want to see what Sony's cooking. Benny. I want to change your mind. I'm going to take you to see Madam Web with me.
No, I won't watch it. Like, I didn't watch it.
I'm going to pay for it. It doesn't fucking matter.
Oh, yeah, because you watched the Marvels without me. So, I mean, like, I'm not going to watch anything else.
You want to go see it again?
Nah, I'm all right.
It's $2. I'll see it for $4.
I can watch it on Disney Plus and, like,
don't watch it. Watch it in the theater. It was great.
Nah, I can watch it on Disney. And they'll patch it and then make it look better.
I'm going to pick it up. That's fine. The effects were fine. Only problem was Beast. That was it.
Yeah, that was bad. That's how you know it was shoehorning. It was last minute.
It was basically Kelsey Grammer. And it was like, hey, you want to come back? And he was like, I don't want to put on green makeup. But they paint Mystique, though. They need to paint Mystique. I think that was great. Was doing Mystique. I know the actors don't want to do it, but that was, like, great.
When Jennifer Lawrence said, I doing Mystique like always, I'm like...
Damn.
They don't play her.
Yeah. And she was in the movie, was like, without the blue, it was weird. I was like, he put me mutant and proud.
Yeah.
My man said, perfection. Perfection.
That's why I give Paul Bettany so much props when he was Vision.
Paul Bettany is that dude. He's that guy. He's him. Him and Doug Jones are my favorite. I love Doug Jones. We're looking good. We talk about, all right, dad. What If trailer? Did you watch the What If trailer?
I did, and I'm excited for like the everyday thing once a day. I think that's cool for the holidays.
Oh, that's dope.
I did like season one. I mean, a lot for some reason, some people didn't really like it. I thought it was cool.
My favorite.
That one got deep, bro. Yeah. But I also like the little switch up with Killmonger. I was like, oh shit.
That was dope.
But the thing is, What If going to like even matter? Like,
oh yeah, the multiverse. I don't know. We gotta see some characters from What If. That'd be crazy.
That would be awesome, bro. Like, just different, you know, variations of them. I mean, like, it's not like we've never seen like actors play the same characters but in different ways. I mean,
yeah. I kind of want more. I want more. Give me more. I'm so excited, man, but I just love Madam Web, man. Madam Web. Madam Web. Madam Web is my favorite trailer this week. This week. I love Madam Web trailers.
So bad, bro.
I love the discourse. Either you hate it or you love it. Either you hate it or you love it.
I like, even as like a movie goer, man, I just can't. I can't get away from trash, bro. Don't like it.
There are a lot. I will admit there are a lot more movies out though. I'll give it that. But we just gotta. I've gotta put like, cause I know Thanksgiving was good. I heard a lot of stuff, but other stuff was out. So there are good guys, other things in the theaters that you can go see besides a Marvel movie. If you don't want to go see a Marvel movie, but I heard I want to see Thanksgiving. I'm gonna check that out. That's my next one. Eli Roth. I love horror. Horror's back, baby. Talk about the writer's strike is over. I mean, the actor's strike and the writer's strike is over. Woo! We are good. We are back, hopefully. Pay people. Please pay people. And thank you. Treat them well. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. Pay the people. Pay the people. What am I going to talk about? Omni-Man. We talked about Invisible and Omni-Man. Omni-Man in Mortal Kombat 1. I love this character.
Yeah, he's okay. Fun.
Kitana and Omni-Man are my mains. And Natara, but Natara is solely... I'm not going to not ever use guitar. I think she's fun, but she's hard to use online because the combos. I've got to work on my execution wear. But I'm going to switch to... I'm going to try to get Xbox D-pad for my PlayStation. Or, I mean, switch or use the Elite Control on my PlayStation 5 when I play Mortal Kombat because I hit, the D-pad is very tough to use. I'm getting like, it's messing me up, so I'm gonna have to use that because I miss their fans and I can't have that, so that's bad with Kitana. And I need to, like, with Kitana I would work, but Omni-Man is like perfectly fine. The combos are great. I can get 40 to like 35% in combos, so that's what feels great to actually play the game now. I mean, I don't struggle with Kitana either, but Natara I did, but actually play the game with Omni-Man. I love how he moves. His costumes are all right. I want the gray Ultramite. I want Omni-Man.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I love how he moves. His progression. Tremor drops the 20th.
That's so bad, bro. Like, the fact that they,
tomorrow.
Withheld Tremor.
Yeah, Tremor drops tomorrow. I'm excited because I'm going to probably use Tremor because I don't not like using Kung Lao. Everybody's using Kung Lao. I'm not using Kung Lao anymore. I like using, I'm using Serena right now, but Serena right now for Omni-Man, but I want to use Tremor to get some stuff going, and that's what I want to do. Yeah. I'm going to max out Tremor and max out Omni-Man this week. What's your thoughts, Benny, on him? How do you like him? Omni-Man? You bang with him?
He's fun, bro.
Okay, cool. Cool. They had to do stuff to Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat,
I mean, but yeah, that premium shit is awful.
Yeah, we about to get into that.
Bro.
MK store is getting a little nasty with the. They just add Natara's new costume, and they got to get 1200, which is not a big deal because you can just get that from basically playing the game. But yeah, also,
takes so much hours, bro.
It still takes so much hours because also you can do the invasion trick, but which I do not recommend because I did that to get the trophy. And I was like, I want to max out this game, but it's fine. But I understand why people don't want to max out a character. Like, I maxed out 5 characters and I had enough points for doing that to get the premium stuff. But I don't want to do that. I used it for announcer voice. I have Omni-Man's announcer voice. I'm going to get Natara's costume and maybe Sub-Zero's Deadeye costume. So when I max out Omni-Man, I should have enough points for the Sub-Zero. Natara's Sub-Zero. Probably getting Natara's costume, but it's fine. But again, on hand, especially with the $12 charge for the MK fatalities, stop it. What the Warner Brothers, stop it. I know it's probably Warner Brothers because it's not them. Because they used to get costumes with the DLC characters and stuff like that. And now you just get like a character. And that's it.
Bro, I remember when like there was like DLC packs, like they'll give free updates and they'll give you free costumes, and I'm like,
you get free stuff.
Yeah, but like now it's just like, you just get the character and that's it. You don't even get his announcing his voice, which
is you gotta pay for it. I'm so mad at that. I still said, okay, fine.
Like,
I
was they got really bad with this one, bro. Like, $20 for certain things, bro. It's like,
that's just
getting bad.
It upsets me. I ain't gonna lie. It upsets me, like, a little bit. That, like, it's regressive.
No, it upsets me a lot, bro. Especially, like, when you spend, like, $100 on this game and you still gotta spend more money.
And you get, and the comic pack is like $40. But they got, you like the comic pack for me is beneficial because I love comic book characters. But Madview is just like an MK head and didn't really like characters. You're like, what the f? Like, I understand why V Slayer and everybody are like, hey, we want more combat. We want better combat. Like, okay, totally fine. Like,
I just wish there was just more shit to do, man. The game feels limited to an extent. Yeah. Still.
Yeah, if you don't play Combat League or, and training, because I sit in training mode all day long, just practice combos. I'm obsessed. I love the gameplay. The gameplay is keeping me playing. And I'm gonna max out Omni Man, then go hit Combat League and try to get up there with Omni Man. Like, Demigod with Omni Man. That's my goal. But if you don't like doing that, fine. But like, training mode has got better. You can pin moves now. Invasion's got a little bit better. And they made the game better as it goes along. It's getting better. Like, I still like Mortal Kombat. I mean, Street Fighter 6 is still fun. But I prefer Mortal Kombat 1, but Street Fighter 6 has more features that I wish it had. Like, Street Fighter 6 had. That's it won Game of the Year. I mean, Fighting Game of the Fighting Game Award.
Mortal Kombat did.
Yeah, and the comments all say, like, the game's not done, the game's not complete. They're butchering that stuff.
Yeah,
yo.
I mean, like,
butchering that.
I could really understand, like the mindset. Because, like, Street Fighter 6 has a lot.
Yeah,
a lot.
But also the costumes are like, there's lacking on the costume part.
Street Fighter 6 has the same issue too, where it's just like, you gotta spend some money to get some shit,
bro. The costumes are all, for by all of them were $60 for a game.
A whole game, bro. Yeah.
Like, I'm waiting for costumes.
Like, what's up with these companies, bro?
Yeah.
It's just like,
and then
fucking Rockstar saying, we should really start pricing our games by the hour. Like, saying, like, $70 isn't going to be enough for Breath of the Wild 6. Like, $70 isn't enough. Like, they want it to be, like, over at least $100 just because of all the content in it. And I'm like, if companies literally started charging us per hour, it's like, first off, Skyrim will be, like, $800.
No, we ain't doing that.
No,
we ain't doing that
at all.
Nah, we're not doing that.
But like, that's a dual edged sword. That's a dual edged sword because
like
some games,
$10.
Some games should be cheaper because like it's like there's like nothing in there.
Yeah, it's like,
Spider-Man.
Like, had money.
Spider-Man should have been like $60 or $50 personally. Spider-Man 2 was short as hell, bro.
Spider-Man.
If I platinum it in 27 hours, that's bad, bro.
Yeah.
I did everything in 27 hours.
To me, it was fine, but I get what you're saying. Pay for your buck. Pay bang for your buck. And for your buck. I still want to play it, but I wait for New Game
like,
Plus to drop.
So like, look at Assassin's Creed Mirage. Mirage was $50, bro. For a game that story was like, they say it's like 25 to 30 hours. $50 for that? That's actually a good move on Ubisoft, and I hope more companies do shit like that, because like, just because it's going to be on PS5 or Xbox Series X doesn't mean it has to be automatically $70. Because if you market it well and you price it well, people are going to fucking buy your game. Like, people are always going to buy the Mortal Kombat game, and people are definitely going to buy a fucking GTA game, because you know instantly, in like one day, it's going to make $1 billion. So like, all that like talk about, and that's not including the premium edition, the ultimate edition, all that shit. Like, people are gonna buy your game. I'm gonna buy it. I'm gonna buy the base version. I ain't gonna buy the fucking deluxe shit, because literally scalpers have ruined the whole collector market for video games. Because like, I'm not going to struggle with that shit. Like, I'm not putting $200 down and have to wait 2 months for the game. Fuck that shit. I'd rather buy it the day of, but.
I haven't pre-ordered a lot of shit lately. I haven't been doing that. I just wait last minute like I used to now. I'm like, oh, you know what?
But also, we should talk about the Game Awards and the fact that Alan Wake 2 and Baldur's Gate 3 have tied for the most nominations. But they which is very surprising because Tears of the Kingdom has 5.
Interesting.
But I still think Tears of the Kingdom is going to somehow win Game of the Year, though.
You think so?
I think it's going to do that, but I think Alan Wake 2 is going to win, like, script or narrative, probably, or visual. Because that game is fucking fun as hell, bro. It's scary, hard, difficult. Not difficult, but I have a problem when it comes to horror games. I get really way too into it.
Woo! I think Spider-Man's going to win Game of the Year.
No, Spider-Man's going to win PlayStation Game of the Year. It's not going to win Game of the Year. That game is not that good. Not as good as its predecessor.
Spider-Man 2 is going to win Game of the Year. No, I got a feeling. Also, we're going to see some Wonder Woman gameplay or something. I'll see.
Monolith? Bro, that'd be cool.
But also, knowing okay.
How greedy.
See a Suicide Squad?
I think we might. But, like, knowing
see,
now,
see,
knowing,
see,
like.
No, you see the stuff that they dropped.
No.
Like the pre-order.
What? What is it? Tell me.
They had an hour video of this developing of the game and showing the game. It still looks crazy, but I'm still down to play, but, like, it doesn't look bad. People hate it already. They're like, oh, you guys are taking long, blah, blah, blah. But it comes out February 2nd. And, like, they showed the pre-order, like, the new 52 costumes they put in characters. And then they have the classic characters costume pad they're dropping with Harley Quinn classic outfit, Deadshot classic outfit, Boomerang classic outfit, King Shark's classic outfit, and they're just doing classic outfit. They didn't really showcase that. They showcased a lot of like how the game is different now. But I'm still gonna play it. I'm gonna play Harley and King Shark. That's what I'm gonna play. But that's it. But I'm not pre-ordering anything yet. I'm not pre-ordering nothing. Like nothing. My backlog is Cyberpunk and Assassin's Creed right now. That's what I'm doing.
And Cyberpunk is right amazing. Now. Oh yeah, it is. Uh-huh. You playing what, the DLC?
Not the DLC. I'm gonna beat the game. I haven't beat the game yet, but I love the game. It looks amazing. I forgot how amazing it looks.
Yeah, I gotta because I have it, but I gotta re-download it because I bought it for like $20.
Yeah,
which is a great deal.
And I got the DLC. I beat the DLC too, and I'll play it. But I was like,
I'll probably do that too. Or maybe because there's some sales going on, and I need to beat the Horizon Forbidden West DLC.
Yeah. Only thing I have is really Mortal Kombat. I can wait. I'm just gonna learn Omni Man, Price Omni Man, Katana. But Street Fighter 6, I haven't played in a long time. Wait for the Costume 3 to drop, and then I'll do that. I'm gonna play Mirage. I'm gonna play Marissa and Mike. Who else I'm playing?
Did you see the controversy with the Modern Warfare 3 release?
Bro, all right. How did you, yo, bro? It's like 230 fucking gigs for the game.
So apparently, it was actually supposed to be an expansion for 2. So it was actually supposed to be like just DLC. So when the story mode came out, literally the story mode I heard was straight up garbage, and it literally is just spec ops and like DMZ missions almost. So like a lot of people are like really pissed, and they changed up a lot of the online. And I mean, people are like semi enjoying it, but
do you
that's
play?
Kinda
do you,
shitty.
Are you gonna get Modern Warfare? Are you? I'm looking for like I'm thinking about getting something, but not like Modern Warfare. Going back to Overwatch.
Nah, oh bit. Hell no, fuck that, fuck Overwatch.
I fucking love Overwatch.
Overwatch was fun, but nah.
It's something you play with, but you gotta play with it for people that you liked. Like, the environment I was in was not good at all. It was terrible to be around. I kind of, like, it was whoever you play with made the game for you. They gotta have a lot of good people that play. I had a lot of bad people that I played with. I'm like, alright, bro, we're here to just have fun. But I'm looking for a multiplayer game to play. I love fighting games.
It just sucks, though, because, like, some multiplayer games are
but
fun.
I'm like,
Invincible.
I don't... Adam Eve's in it?
Yeah, Invincible's coming out next season. It's Adam Eve, Invincible, and Omni-Man.
I do want Adam Eve, though. Ah, Adam Eve! Ah, I do want Adam Eve! I don't know, but my gaming backlog is getting a little heavy. I have time, a little bit of time on my hands. I'm going to start streaming, maybe. I'm going to start streaming soon. I might go.
So yeah, so Mirage is like 20% off. So now it's like $40.
Well, I gotta beat the fuck. Or can I be a girl in that game?
No.
Whack. All right.
You probably have to wait to the the samurai one next year.
I saw the black one. I saw the black dude. I was like, ah, I want to play. I'm not gonna get it. I gotta be Valhalla. God damn, I gotta be Valhalla. And I restarted on Valhalla because I had to redown the PS5 version. Sons of bitches. I was so mad, bro. I was like, it says download PS5 version. I said, wait. So the version I was playing on PS4? Brother, that's why it looks like that. Damn it. Damn it, man. But I am so, like, mean about that. I guess we talk about, all right, Omni-Man, from Omni-Man. All right, let's talk about Invisible Season 2. How are we feeling about Season 2? They're trying to make Amber really likable.
Bro, again. What the hell is up with the switch up with her?
Yeah, and he's trying to make her likable. Like, I guess because of lying. But, like, lying is, all right, lying in a relationship is really bad. But also, it's a superhero thing. Like,
I understand why Mark when your like, dad is literally the, yeah, it's like.
You know what I mean?
It's like, bro, like, have you, have you ever seen any, like, superhero or read any comic books? Like, of course they're gonna not tell you because. Like,
don't. They don't Amber. I'm trying to remember. Amber does not last that long, right? I remember that.
Nah, it's usually around this part that like they kind of separate.
And yeah, and they're like, because Adam Eve kind of. She goes like, I heard you were single or something like that. She's like very forward.
But she said it. Also, like, I think they're probably gonna prolong it.
Yeah, make it a lot better. But he said he's gonna. Robert Kirkman said he's gonna like fix up stuff, make some stuff a little, flush out stuff a little bit more. So we'll see. But also, I had got to a debate about Adam Eve with somebody on an anime group chat about Monica Rambeau and Adam Eve beating her, and I was like,
and they went, "What is the first thing you said?" Literally
Adam Eve has mental blocks. I'm like, "Are you mean like it was Adam?" I said, "Bro, she's like mini Dr. Manhattan. Like, I love
she literally is."
I said, I love Monica Rambeau to death, but like, and he was like, she has mental blocks. So I said, if you've only seen the show, I can't argue with you because you haven't read the comics. Like, I literally just said, read the comics, man.
She literally saying, like, turns back to young.
I said, bro, she would turn Monica Rambeau to a dog. Like, she could do that. She could do that at this point. And she's like, yeah, she can't. When she dies, she reborns into like her prime self. That's why she could be. Mark, give me Mark and Omni-Man. Like, the power scaling in Invincible is crazy because every character has something that goes far beyond. But yeah, Invincible Season 2 is great. I feel the animation. Well, some people don't like it, really.
I like it. I have no problem with that.
I love that every episode is like 50 minutes.
But, or longer. Damn, I felt the punches with Alan. Oh my god, when he got beat up.
Yeah.
I felt them,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, Invisible get his ass kicked is kind of interesting because it's a journey, man. Just let wait to wait. He's gonna start cooking, man. And then my favorite is just like, please, you don't know what I'm capable of. I'm Omni-Man's son. That was crazy.
Oh, dude, that was dark. I was like, ooh.
Which is Adam Eve was cold blooded too. He paralyzed her. That's crazy. He said. That's what you've been practicing on the protesters. I said,
Oh yeah, yeah, the different multiverse one.
But I love Omni-Man. The whole the cast, yo, y'all have every celebrity on the book doing the cast. That's why the budget. That's why you're anime. Like this. That's why you guys. I said, okay, I see it now. But I love the movie. I mean, I love the show. Show's great. Do more, but
now
please.
Now I'm so scared though, because like now I'm like, oh, with the whole noise thing, I'm like, oh no.
And then you get the black and blue suit.
Oh, I mean, that's probably going to be like the last episode because of like the credits.
Yeah. Okay. I said, oh, that was sick. I'm excited. I do you like the black and blue suit?
No, I like the original suit personally.
That's a little nightmare.
I mean, I understand its purpose, but like, I'm always going to be a fan of the original.
Why is it black and blue?
The blue and yellow always works for me.
Why is it black and blue? Forgot.
I want to see Battle Cat.
Oh my god! Wait, bruh, is it episode 3?
Yeah, we got one more.
Fucking god!
And then we gotta. I can't wait to see Thrag whenever he comes. Did they say who's his voice actor?
Nah, I don't think they did.
I really want to know who it is, bro.
That'd be somebody big. Why should get somebody like fucking somebody crazy like Paul McCartney or some crazy shit like that? I don't know.
Nah, they probably get like Jeffrey D. Morgan or some shit.
Oh my god.
Which I wouldn't be opposed to. Like, why not?
Yeah. I just love Invincible 2, season 2.
Because, like, he's equivalent to, like, Negan. Because Robert Kirkman shit.
I hate Adam Eve's dad, too.
Oh, he's a piece of shit, bro. Piece of shit.
I always hated that kid.
I was waiting for him to swing to see him get beat up.
I forgot about that. I forgot about that. I do forget. Do they gonna do that? Okay. There's been a discourse on the internet.
But what?
Remember, you know, Anissa?
Yeah, the whole rape
question,
scene.
Question. All right. Do you do Anissa? Yes or no?
Yes. You have to.
And the dude was like, you got to show that men get sexually harassed too, or SA too. That's what the guy said. He showed that mental.
That harassment.
That was crazy. And then you see Omni-Man yoke her up. Ooh, that was crazy. That was crazy. And then, like, the part where they walk in the hallway, you see her with Eve. That was cool. Woo!
They definitely should.
I want them to do it. Don't check it out. I think they should do it. It'd be something different. Not every superhero does. That's why, like, Gen V, everything like all that stuff. Like, yo, like, we need more of that.
They're in the right platform to do all that shit.
Yeah,
so, I mean, if you literally show people getting fucking destroyed, like, you can't like wuss out and not show that, you know.
All right, because Gen V, you know, like, because I think the people like more adult themes with superheroes now. I think that's what the thing is.
Well, like, the good thing about Invincible, it can go from, like, really violent to, like, TV-14. I mean, like, but, like, when it gets violent, it can get really violent, so it's like...
Yeah.
Don't be afraid.
Multiverse.
Oh, I mean, I'm ready.
It didn't go to put Spider-Man in it?
That'd be cool.
I do want Spider-Man. Please. You ain't got nothing better to do. Please put Spider-Man in it. I want to see it. That'd be dope to see
him. There's just still so much more story.
Yeah.
There's still so much that they could do, so bro.
Short. I said, why is it so short? I'm like, episode 4 already. And I gotta wait. God, I'm like, forever for that shit, man. Oh, God. It's fine. It's whatever, man. It's whatever. Okay, we did that. Well, I thought we talked Jim V. You like Jim V?
Yeah, it was cool. It's like, hate your own kind? Do you hate
animal?
Your own kind?
What kind of animal are you? I was like, yeah.
Oh, bro. Is it true that he's not going to voice himself?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's so Mortal dumb, Kombat, bro.
If he does not voice that character, what are we doing, bro?
Like, what the hell? Like, what's the issue?
I don't know. He voiced Modern Warfare, the character one. God.
Yeah, but like, who the fuck gives a shit about Modern Warfare? Like, I want to play as Homelander, voiced by Anthony Starr.
Anthony Starr, please be Homelander. Anthony Starr, are you Homelander? Are you Homelander, Anthony Starr? Ask us a question. Ask your question, okay?
But he's just born to play that role.
Mm-hmm.
Or Reverse Flash.
Oh, well, we're not getting Reverse Flash for hot minute. Talk about that. Marvel movies, we talked about. Marvel movies got delayed. Blade, it's supposed to be for $100 million budget. And Blade was going to be in it that long. And the script was going to be just three characters. I heard some crazy stuff about Blade. Jonathan Majors was supposed to get replaced. They thought about just doing a 180 and going straight to Doom, which is crazy. Which is not bad at all.
No, that's terrible because you can't do that shit last second, bro.
Yeah. Only about Jonathan Majors, just recast. You could recast him. Like, why?
I mean, 100%. Like, if there's so much, if there's that big of an issue with the character or the actor, yeah, you could just recast.
Recast. And his court stuff is coming out crazy, so I don't know what's going to happen. A lot of people going wild now. P. Diddy, nasty man. Nasty man, P. Diddy.
Oh, fuck
you, nasty
him.
Man.
Piece of shit anyway.
Nasty mother. Bro, nasty
that first off, that video he posted was so cringe.
Uh-huh. And then you see him, like, all the interviews with him talking to Justin Bieber. Like, why don't we hang on no more? And Justin Bieber's, like, shaking, talking to him.
He's 16, bro.
And then, yeah, it's great. And then he settled it. payment settlement. You know how that goes. Yikes. Anywho, hey, back to the room. Because it's a nasty man. I don't know, man. It's just so much. We did that. Jim V, we did. Did we miss anything? I want to watch the Godzilla show. The Godzilla show. I'm going to watch that today. I'm going to watch Apple TV. I don't have Apple TV yet. I'm going to see if I can get Apple TV for free.
How do you not have it? You have everything else.
I'm thinking about it. I got an iPhone. I don't know. I use this phone a lot. So, for like work. I mean, not for work, for this podcast, whatever. But that's going to be my excuse to upgrade my phone. But I like this game. I mean, I like the way like everything's going in nerdy culture. What are you reading, bro? Are you reading anything? Like anything at all? You crashed. No! Man, he's paused. How's he paused? I'm not editing this out. I'm keeping the ball rolling. So, I am reading Wonder Woman by Tom Taylor. Tom Taylor. Yikes, sorry. Tom King. And it's amazing. Go read that. I'm going to also get more books. What? I know Becky Lynch has a book coming out soon. I love autobiographies or biography books. I'm also going to try to read more with, more books. Just basically more books. Get my stuff out there and more out there, stuff like that. I love it. Oh, wow. Benny's gone. Yeah. I forgot. I'm going to do this. I'm not editing this out. I think he's gone. He's gone. Gone. Oh. Yeah, he's gone. He's gone. All right, Benny. I submitted an invite to come back. We'll close out the show. My boy Benny. Ah, my boy's gone. Ah. Oh, we got to talk about this. Oh, we're going to talk about that. Well, when Benny comes back and we go on, see if he's coming back. I don't know. Oh, come on, man. Can we join it?
Sorry about that.
I was like talking like to someone. Okay, fine. Talk about Insomniac said that Miles Morales is gonna be
First off, that whole announcement is fucking stupid because if you play the game, you know that already.
Yeah, but I don't know why people are up and on about that. It's crazy.
Insomniac, I think, is just trying to cause a lot of just stirring the pot. Because if you play the game, you know at the very end, it's Miles. And
yeah, all right, question. Why do you think people are upset?
Well, one thing, it's like, well, first off, from a mindset of, like, Peter Parker fans, you're like, oh, damn, so you're just straight up announcing that, like, Peter Parker is just washed to the side. It was just the way they handled the announcement. But, like, if you play the game, like, literally Peter says, like, hey, if you need anything, let me know. But, like, I don't know. I mean, it's also, like, you know, just people being butthurt and all that shit. But it's, like, then again, like, if you play the game, you know. It's, like, it's not that, not super.
But I hate how people just don't, like, it's, like, they're ignorant to the fact that.
Either way, he'll be back.
Peter's not going to go. Let Peter be happy for once, bro. That therapy session battle, small battle, bro. That was crazy. You can't keep a job.
He ain't gonna be happy. Something's gonna happen. You know, Green Goblin.
Yeah. I want Silk! Silk, baby! Oh. Yes,
but they're not gonna do it, though. They're not gonna do the real Silk, though.
You shut the fuck up. I don't want there to be. All right, Peter, every 5 seconds, or Miles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how she was introduced, right?
She said,
That's how you know Dan Slott was like a lonely man.
I was like, I won. I got Miles and Silk in the game. They was like, we're going to do Gwen. But I was like, dang, guys, you didn't do Gwen. But I was like, dang.
Well, I mean, like, if the parents are dating, it's like, they're going to be brother or sister. So, I mean, which would be cool. It would be cool, like, diamond.
And then... What point? No, goofy-ass costume either, you sons of bitches. Y'all put Miles in that dumb-ass Adidas outfit costume.
But that thing. That was soulless. That was really soulless, bro.
I hate that. Bro, I was like, I want to switch costumes. I don't need this costume on. Get me out of here, bro. Keep Miles in the black and red. It's perfect.
In the black suit, yeah.
Or even the fucking... Like
that shit was, like, really soulless.
No, that's my favorite shoot, like, ever, bro. Don't put him in no goofy-ass do-rag or... Oh, my God. Stop putting him in goofy shit. It's fine. Don't fix it. Even though, like, classic... I switch between the classic... The Wakanda one was fire. I got it in black. Oh, that's my favorite suit. But I, look, man, leave. It's not hard to make Miles costume. Leave him alone. He has the classic. The black and red is my favorite. That's hard. I need that shirt. I need to buy the shirt again. But the black and red was fire. I love Miles. Morales, please don't mess up. But Silk is back, baby. Silk is in the game. And Silk should never be gone. Well, she was never in anything. Well, she was supposed to get an Amazon show, but I don't know what's happening now. Please, God. Can we get that back on track, please? Because, Ezekiel Sims. That's so crazy. I can't believe they're doing Ezekiel Sims. But I am excited for Spider-Man 2. DLC, I need the DLC. I like the game.
Well, they didn't announce that there was going to be DLC.
Well, people have been finding DLC areas, and Carnage definitely DLC. He was going to include Carnage in the DLC, he said.
But Carnage should have been in the game, bro.
Carnage in the game. I don't think he should include Carnage in the game.
Well, I mean, when you end, like, that whole, bro, like, storyline.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy.
No one talks about that.
I was like, he said, Rage and Carnage. I was like, oh! It would have been dope if Peter and Miles had fought Carnage, though. That would have been fire. At the same damn time.
But man, they literally gave Venom fucking demon wings, bro. His wings.
Donnie Cates, I know you were not paid well for this because you made that post. He said, they stole your whole flow, bar for bar.
Guess what? This is the telltale. Like, remember, when you sign that contract, you don't own any rights. That's why you do image shit. That's why you do image shit, bro.
Yeah. They cooked. Oh,
like,
they
cooked on it. Like, technically, like, it sucks though, but like.
When I saw the circle, I said, oh, we get to it.
Yeah, the swirl.
Oh, we get to it. And then, like, he did the wings, and I was like, oh, no. Why did you do that? It was like, they gave everything null. And then just
never mentioned them at all.
They was like, oh, they stole the flow, bar for bar, word for word. Donnie Cates.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like, I feel like the story struggles so bad, bro. Because like the problem is like you focus on Kraven, and then like when Kraven's completely out of the picture, it's just all Venom, which was cool, but like kind of like took away the whole flow of the story because like. You're like, oh, it was supposed to be Kraven. It's like, no, it was a Venom story.
I knew it was going to be Venom. As soon as I saw him, I was like, oh, they're going to be like, Kraven's going to get... I thought Kraven's going to get, like, bopped, but not, like, murdered. It's like, they murdered Kraven and I, like, but I didn't... It was going to be, like, Arkham Origins, where you thought it was Bane and it was Joker the whole time. I'm like, it's fine.
Kind of wild.
But I get what you're saying. Kraven game would have been dope. Him, Baron, Spider-Man. And then Miles should have beat Kraven or could change it up a little bit. I would have went for. I would have had Spider-Man get beat. He beat Spider-Man in the black suit, didn't he? He did beat Spider-Man in the black suit, didn't he?
Well, he beat him up and then stole the suit.
Well, he made up a suit on. He put a black suit on and
And he became the better
Spider-Man. So he beat Spider-Man in the black suit?
Yeah, he beat him up.
Holy shit. Wait a minute. Oh, damn. If he was a Kraven fan, I'm sorry. This year the movie. But I feel like Kraven is very stronger than he usually is. I don't know about Kraven. Shout out to Geek History Lesson. They have a Kraven episode. Go watch it now. I didn't know that. I forgot it was in the black suit. Well, yeah. That I would have had Kraven beat up Peter, bury him alive, Miles, beat up Kraven, help Peter, and boom. That's it. What it did. But I get what you're saying. But yeah, New Game Plus is coming. I want to play the game again.
Which is just so stupid. Like, put New Game Plus day one.
Day one.
I hate how they have to patch it.
I hate how they made me play with that goofy ass Miles suit at the end. I was like, bro, it would have slapped it. It's fine. But I did enjoy the game. It's going to be fun. It's going to be even fun in harder mode. I'm not playing it on hard mode. That doesn't matter. But I love Spider-Man. Go play it. Go buy it. Fun. Go buy it. But yeah, I love it. What are you reading?
Oh, I'm reading a book called Meditation by Marcus Aurelius, one of the Roman Empires. It's about Stoicism. And then I'm reading a book called A Confession from Tolstoy. It's just like about a memoir. Nothing crazy. You?
48 Laws of Power. I'm not reading. I read that book. I said earlier, Tom King, Wonder Woman. Wrestlers had an autobiography drop, a couple of them. Becky Lynch's dropped. I'm going to read another one. I'm going to read out that. Also, check out Iron Claw when it comes out on A24, dropping a wrestling movie, which is going to be very, very heartbreaking. See characters like Zac Efron and all other characters go what they go through.
Yeah, we have to amazing. Watch that, man. That's gonna.
I know that you don't know. I love that you don't know what's gonna happen, and I love that. But it's very, about mental illness in wrestling, and I love how it deals with everything, and I love it so much. I cannot wait. It's gonna be the one. It's gonna be the freaking one. Let's get it. But yeah, it's one of my favorite wrestling stories ever. And it's very sad, and I love sad stuff. It's cute. Heartbreaking, but I love it. But yeah. Listen to Taylor Swift because it's Kelsey season. Travis Kelsey. I love the Chiefs. My favorite team. Huh?
Why? That's like
the Kansas City Chiefs Taylor versions. Taylor version. Okay.
First off, she's a bitch because. No, you know why? You know why? You know why? You know why? No, because if you're a sports fan. If you're a sports fan and you're dating somebody who's a fan or player of a different team, it does not matter about your relations with them. If you were a fan of a prior team, you don't switch to another team. Because she's an Eagles fan because she's from Bensalem, PA, which is not that far from Philly. She always was like Philly everything. And then she's wearing a Travis Kelce jersey, which I'm like, if I were her, like, going to games, I would be like, all right, wear my Eagle shit. I'm like, I'm sorry. But, like, the only person I can give, like, a pass is Mama Kelce, because both her sons play for two different teams, but she has a divided jersey with both their numbers and their teams.
What team play?
Bro.
See the Chiefs or what
else? Eagles.
He plays on the Eagles?
Bro, how do you not know the Kelce brothers? There's Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce.
I don't know. Shout out, go watch Talking to 215.
Or also listen to the Kelce brothers podcast. They also have one too. They do it every off game.
Oh, that's what I'm going to hear. Oh, with the niece. He's like, hi, Uncle Kyle. Okay. I love it. Okay, it's cute.
Those two are great brothers, man. They love each other. I love it.
Aw. I love it. But yeah, I'm a Chiefs fan now. Taylor version.
So people are trying to cancel Travis because he made some body shaming jokes like 10, 12, 13 years ago on Twitter.
Oh my god, bro.
But here's the thing. This is what pisses me off, because if anybody like Swiftie related, they would be like, you should never body shame. But the fact that he's dating her, they're defending him now. So I'm like, you can't cherry pick. Like,
yeah.
You can't cherry pick.
Yeah.
Like me personally, I'm like, dude, he said that shit like 13 years ago. It doesn't fucking matter. He plays for the NFL. What you expect? he's also in like in his mid-30s now, so it's like, yeah, people do change in 10 years. But like, stick with that narrative. Like, don't change just because it's like a person you like.
Mm.
That's all I can say.
All right. Yeah, that's all I got for today's episode. Did we miss anything? Yeah, but I love... Okay, we're good. All right, wrap the thing up, baby. Thank you for listening to the Power Friendship Podcast, episode 121. Hit the like button, share, subscribe. Let us know how you feel about the episode. Who do you want on the show? Mm. I love you, Benny. Where can they find you, baby boy?
They can find me on Instagram on Benny at Benny J. Blanco and on X at the Benny J. Blanco. What about yourself, young Benny, Sailor Gaines?
Find me, Sailor Gaines 18, everywhere. TikTok, YouTube, your mom's house. I'm all over. I love you guys. Hit the like button, share. Please let us know how you feel about this episode. We are all welcome to feedback. Thank you. Give us some words of wisdom today. Give some words of wisdom.
It's nothing natural is evil.
Oh, nothing natural is evil. Thank you. Peace.